blast right through this thing. We are joined by a first-team All-Pro player. He is a Pro Bowler. He is a tackle for the Baltimore Ravens. Polynesian Pro Football Player of the Year Award winner. PFF's Pass Blocker of the Year. He was an All-American at Notre Dame. He was the sixth pick overall in 2016. Ronnie Stanley is my guest. Ronnie, it's so good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Dude, those numbers. I haven't even gotten into all the numbers. The numbers were amazing, but I got to get into something with you. It's really important. I had Mark Ingram on the show Wednesday. We talked about that moment during the Pro Bowl week where your sunglasses were broken. There was some controversy as to whether or not Mark broke them or Lamar Jackson broke them. Mark was really clear about how Lamar ran him right under the bus and that he did it. Dude, who broke your glasses? What happened?
You know, we went back to the video to look at the instant replay, and I think it was Lamar. We've come to the consensus that Lamar has been the suspect. He's the main suspect right now.
He's the main suspect, but did the guy do it? Do you need,
according to video evidence, it's almost indisputable. If we challenge the play, they have to overturn this one. You know that it's almost indisputable evidence.
You know, the guy's like one of the great leaders that when something good happens, he will not take credit. If something bad happens, it's on me. But he's not doing that with the glasses, man. Why?
No, he doesn't want to claim the glasses. I don't know why. I have no idea, but I still love him, though.
All right, now I get it. Ronnie Stanley joining us. Now, earlier in the season, you and I talked about the fact that you were starting to get more and more attention as a Pro Bowl player, but also as an All-Pro. What did it mean to you to be named first-team All-Pro and have a spot in the Pro Bowl?
It was a very humbling feeling to know that I was voted, you know, by my coaches and peers to be in the Pro Bowl as a starter. And then a couple weeks later to get that All-Pro nod, It was just kind of surreal to I know that a lot of people never thought, you know, I'd even make the Pro Bowl, let alone be first team All Pro. So to prove all the people that have been supporting me my whole life, to prove them right was big for me.
What'd that feel like?
It just felt like a lot of emotions at once. I was very thankful. I was very, very humbled, and I was excited too, because I don't want it to be like a one time thing. You know, I want to make sure I'm consistent.
So how'd you approach it when you got there? Were there guys that you were looking to kind of connect with, pick their brains, guys from other teams? How'd you approach it?
Oh, when I was at the Pro Bowl, yeah, I wanted to meet as many guys as possible, because, you know, these are the best of best, and I respect all their game, and especially the offensive linemen like Tyron Smith, Terron Armstead, you know, those guys, even the guards. You know, I wanted to just talk to them, see how they approach the game, how they approach game weeks, and just, you know, pick their brains.
Ronnie Stanley, my guest. And then you got the guys you play with, Ingram. Man, my man's got energy. He's got amazing energy. What's it mean to the offense, actually the entire team, to have a guy like that around, a guy to keep you fired up, make sure everybody's positive? I mean, is that always good, or sometimes you have to say, my man, we get it. Just dial it back a little bit. We're all good.
No, I think that's always good, especially, you know, in the NFL, these seasons, you know, they're long, they're grueling, these are physical games, and you need that energy. You need that positive vibe throughout the whole year, and Mark undoubtedly brings that vibe. It's not fake. It's not, you know, he doesn't create a false energy. This is just him, the way he acts, and we all feel it. We all run with it. We all vibe with him. So he's a great teammate, great brother, great friend.
You know, I'm gonna say this, like, because I asked the question does not mean I'm skeptical. I sat with him on the set and I felt it. And I'm just a media guy. I think he's just natural like that. I think he makes everybody feel that way. So I can imagine how you guys are. But from the outside, it's not just him, right? It seems like there's a real brotherhood on the offense. Like, there's a bond, a love that you guys have. Where does the bond come from? How did you guys get that tight? How does this group mesh the way it does?
Yeah, like you said, it's a brotherhood. And I think we all came together through our hard work, and especially through the summer, through training camp, through off-season workouts. We don't really have guys out there just going through the motions. And through those guys, we see each other sacrificing every day, trying to get better, trying to push ourselves, trying to push our body. And through that, you form a bond. It's a bond of trust, you know. That's what we say, big trust. And you got to have trust in your teammates that they're going to do their job. And we have trust in each other just because we see the way we work. We know that they're going to get the job done.
Ronnie Stanley, my guest. And then Lamar hooked up the offensive line with Rollies. Got you guys Rolexes. I'm kind of a watch head. You know, I mean, that's personal, but, like, what did you make of the gift? How often do you break yours out? What does that mean to you?
I still haven't worn mine yet. It's kind of in a watch case, just sitting there. I just kind of look at it, and I'm just like, dang, got us a Rolex. You know, that's something I'll keep in, you know, my family forever and just, you know, let them know. I just passed down from generation to generation type thing. So I've never had a Rolex. So for Lamar to do that and to get all the offensive line of Rolex shows his appreciation and just how much he cares about us.
Dude, as a watch head, that is really cool. That's how you see that watch. Like, you haven't even put it on yet,
yeah. But
you know where it's from, who gave it to you, and you plan on passing it down through your family.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very cool. Ronnie Stanley, my guest, he had this great line recently where he said, quote, "I'm not afraid to give Lamar bleep off the field, like joking around, but I ain't letting no Joe Schmo run up on him, though, that's for sure," end quote. Fact is, not only are you not letting a Joe Schmo run up on him, you're the pass blocker of the year. Some of these numbers are amazing. You played 16 games and allowed 6 quarterback pressures all year. What does that honor mean to you, and how much pride is there in the fact that you've dominated, literally dominated everybody in front of you all year long?
Well, for me, it's, first of all, it was a team effort, you know, just our offense running the way it was and executing the way it was, 11 people on the field doing their job. I wouldn't be able to have the season I had without them. And then, you know, Lamar, he's an X factor. He brings a lot of attention to himself. But, it just took a lot of focus, and it was mainly starting the off season, just putting in the work. I really took, like, maybe a week off, and I was right back in working, and that's just all it took, a lot of focus. So you just got to week in, week out, because you can have a couple good weeks, but, you know, you got to refocus every week, because next week you're going against some other stud.
And it's hard to put to you another way. You won nearly 99% of the pass protections, and PFF also rated your performance this season. It's not only the best this year, but one of the best of all time, and you're right alongside guys like Jonathan Ogden and Joe Thomas. How does it feel to hear your names mentioned alongside two all-time greats like those guys?
I mean, it's very humbling, and like I said before, I don't want it to be like a one-time thing. I want to use these experiments and these experiences and all these things that, you know, these percentages, I want to build on it and just only get better and use it as motivation. I don't want to just, you know, be okay with where I'm at.
Listen, there's no way you come on the program and we don't talk about Lola and Rico, your adopted pit bulls. How are they doing these days?
They're doing great. They're pretty spoiled.
How so?
You know, they really don't. They really have the life. I pretty much moved to a 7-acre house for them so they could run around and not have to worry about neighbors.
That's the best.
Yeah, so I love them. I love them to death. You know, I treat them like my kids. I don't have kids, but that's how I treat them.
Did you really get that property mostly with the dogs in mind?
I swear I bought this house for my dogs.
How old are they now?
Lola's about 8 or 9. Rico is 4. Yeah, so Lola, we didn't know her age when we adopted her, so we try to call her like 8 or 7, but she's probably like 9 or 10. But
so how did the two of them get along?
Oh, they're great. They're great. I brought Rico home when he was like 5 weeks old, and he was super energetic, and I was a little worried, but Lola took to him like a mom would, you know, to her child, so it worked out really well.
Well, next time you come on, I will ask you about those two again. Last thought, I know you're not going to rest on what you've done so far, so what about this offseason? How do you approach it, and what's the next step in your growth look like?
I think, you know, to attack this offseason using what happened, you know, towards the end of the season as motivation. We obviously didn't end the season the way we wanted to, and, you know, what are we going to do with that? Are we just going to, you know, sit there, let that sulk, or try to build on it? So I know the guys we have mature guys that are going to go out there and work, and that's what I plan to do this offseason, just try to build and be a better leader for my team.
And a first team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler, and an All-American from Notre Dame. Ronnie, always good to talk Ravens football on this show. Great to get caught up. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Good seeing you. Ronnie Stanley, one of the best in the business already as a young player, too. 6th pick overall in 2016.